So going back to that 2008 win for Best New Group of the Year, do you remember anything from that night at all?
Just kind of instantly feeling regret of a terrible acceptance speech and instantly, just kind of talking. We were all kind of talking to our parents afterwards, and, you know, just because it's such a national thing. It's kind of a blur. It was a odd night for sure.
You were very humble up on the stage in your acceptance, and all of you just looked so enthused and just plain happy and caught off guard. It was good to see for Winter Sleep fans.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we were definitely caught off guard. we've kind of felt a bit perhaps out of our element there, but that was it was good to be recognized. So, you know, quite the honor, I guess.
Looking through your resume here of various groups that you've opened for and played with and the touring that you've done since you've broke out of Halifax, and I come across one name that stands out as Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So you got to go home and open for Paul McCartney in July of 2009, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, we got to meet him and hang out for, probably about 2 minutes, but
how were those 2 minutes? Were they the best 2 minutes ever?
It was pretty cool. I mean, he was very nice and very kind, and it was nice of him. I think we were the only band that he, because there was we played that show with Joel Plaskett as well, mm-hmm. and we were the only ones that got to meet him, because we were sound checking and he was up on stage for some reason and came over and said hello and was joking around with our the bass player in Winter Sleep, Mike. He was joking around with him because Paul being a bass player, so they shared a couple bass player jokes and that was pretty much the extent of it. We didn't get to see him play, actually, because we ended up flying out right after that. We had a festival in Dublin. So
that's amazing. Not that many people get to say they met a Beatle and just jam, or well, not play before him, and just didn't get to enjoy that. That's a pretty amazing experience.
It was amazing. Yeah, I wish I've been recently listening to Paul McCartney's second solo record, Paul McCartney 2, and I wasn't really familiar with it before this week, and I wish I could have had a little more I wish I could talk to him about that a bit. But
hey, you could always do one of those things where you send him off a quick email, see if you get a response. You never know.
Yeah, I'll just be like, hey, Paul, what's going on? Yeah.
All right, maybe not. Sounded like a good idea when it came out of my mouth. Touring in Dublin, that's in Europe and UK. How is that different from your, if you don't mind, humble beginnings in Halifax to touring on the world stages like that? Has it sunk in yet, or are you still taken back by it all?
Obviously feel very lucky to be able to travel and play music in general. But I guess we've been over there a few times now, so it's, we're making more friends and stuff like that, so it's feeling more and more comfortable. But at the same time, I mean, it's, we just do our best and, try not to forget why we began playing music, or just trying to approach every show the same as when we started, even. So
when you go see a Winter Sleep show, if you're already feeling sleepy when you walk in, you will not only be made awake, but you will be vibrating with energy for days afterwards. I don't know how you guys manage to have that much momentum. It's an amazing thing to see. It's like fire up on the stage.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad. Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just, I think just we've been friends for so long, and, I think we started, playing music for a form of expression and, to have a voice, and we haven't really lost the plot in a sense. So, we're just so excited to be able to play music, so.
That's my lead into the next question, so it's a perfect segue. The Winter Sleep faithful need to know this. Your fourth album. You're on your fourth album. Many people may not know that. That's pretty cool to begin with. And May 18th is the tentative date?
That's right. We just got the master of it the other day, so we've been listening to that, making sure that everything is sounding as we would like. And it's going to be called the title's New Inheritors. It's our longest record to date, actually, which is we were kind of nervous about that, but there wasn't any songs that we thought we could cut from the record, so it's about 54 minutes in total, and we're really happy with it.
May 18th is way too far away, dude.
I know, it's all done and everything, so.
Wow.
I know, yeah, but I don't know. It's on my iPod, so.
Well, I know whose iPod I'm going to try to steal in Whistler.
Yeah, if I run into you, I'll give you a listen.
Woo! That just made my morning. Are you going to be playing any of these new songs while you're in Whistler for the Olympics?
Yeah, we're going to try.
Nice!
We're going to try to, throw a couple out there. And just because this is the first time that we've made a record and not really debuted a lot of songs live before, you know, recording them. So pretty much the whole record is fresh to listeners. So it's a bit different. So we're definitely going to try to dig into some of this new material as soon as possible.
On this new album, The New Inheritors, is there a song that is a favorite that's sticking out to you right now?
There's a track called Trace Decay that's, I don't know, it's just kind of very much, it came about really quickly, and it's got like, about halfway through, it's got like a really odd time signature, and it just came out so quickly out of all of us, and it seems really special, and it's really got that summertime jam kind of vibe to it, I guess. It's one that I've been just has been constantly gaining new life, I guess. So every time I listen to it, it's just like, wow, crazy. so I've been really digging that one. But yeah, we're all really proud of all of them, of course.
Here we are. The Olympics are almost upon us. And you will be in the village Friday, February 26th. As part of the Whistler Live Outdoor Concert Series. This is going to be a lot of fun, 4:30 in the afternoon. The square is going to be packed, Lowell.
I can't wait. A friend of mine from Petrolia, Ontario, is actually going to be working on the site that day. His name's Moses Towell, so I'm really excited to see him.
Excellent. So you'll see your friends there, but are you aware of the fact that your friends and fellow countrymen will be there, but that the world will also be taking in the experience of winter sleep?
Yeah, I'm kind of becoming more and more aware of that. That it's it's a pretty big deal. Because I was just like watching CBC last night, watching the National. I was just like, whoa, this is pretty crazy. It's all the world's eyes are on Vancouver and Whistler and the surrounding area.
So, how does it feel to be under all of that scrutiny? Like, are you excited to be able to just play in it and have it kind of be the Olympics happening around you, so the attention isn't as much on you and the band as it normally would be?
It's going to be really cool. I think it's going to be pretty relaxed. I mean, I think everybody, we're just basically there to try to make people have a good time and, relax, and hopefully everybody just enjoys what we bring out there.
They will, for sure. I can tell you that everyone's going to be coming home with wanting to get their hands on as much winter sleep material as possible after your show. When it comes to sports, what would be your favorite Olympic sport?
I was kind of joking the other day. I was saying this is the closest we're going to get to the five-man bobsled. But I guess it would be amazing to see a Canadian hockey team play a game, but that's not going to happen. But growing up, the Winter Olympics were always my favorite, and I really hope that I get to see any one of the events. It would be amazing to just watch it even from a distance, because it's just the amount of excitement around it is probably it's really unparalleled, I'm sure, with any sort of event that goes on anywhere.
This is the big time. It's a very exciting time to be in the city and in Whistler, and we're looking forward to being able to take Winter Sleep and enjoy that show. Are you able to tell us where you're going to be in March, in April? Do you have any plans ahead of your album being released?
This is the only show. Like, in May, we're going back over to the UK and Europe to do some promotional stuff for the record, and then we'll be in the States in June. So hopefully we'll be out in BC again in the summer, maybe get onto one of the festivals that are going on out there. But yeah, we just plan to do the festival, do festivals in the summer, and then we're going to do like a proper Canadian tour in probably September or October.
Okay, so you're looking at a fall tour date in Canada off of your new album. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, it's been a while for sure, because we've been spending, you know, the last year pretty much overseas. So it's been a while since we've done a proper proper Canadian run. So very looking forward to that very much. So it couldn't come sooner.
So. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us and discuss Winter Sleep, and very excited about this new album, The New Inheritors. I'm going to write that down and send it to all of my friends. That's the new title. Keep an eye out for it. May 18th.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.